Hi, this is for Kamon Robertson. KamonRobertson. Date of service is 7/22/2025. Date of birth 8/8/1979. Date of accident is 3/14/2025. The patient is here for follow-up visit on 7/22/2025. He was initially involved in an automobile accident and on 3/14/2025, where he suffered a frontal collision as a restaurant driver. The impact caused him severe bruises in his face and head, head injury, pain in the neck, lower back, mid back. Although he has been able to work throughout at a light duty job that his job requires, his sleep is affected, walking is affected. He cannot sit and stand more than 20 minutes. Pains are extreme. Neck pain is 7, lower back pain is 10, and the left shoulder pain is 10. The patient has been compliant. He received 2 epidural injections until now. And he came for the injections today, but he had some kind of an emergency. Most of the pains are left-sided, from neck to the left shoulder to the upper back, mid-back, and he also has some pain in the left knee to the tune of 6. Left shoulder is quite painful. He suffers from some headaches and some symptoms of TBI like loss of balance, blurred vision. Severe spasm was noticed in the quadratus lumborum, trapezius muscles, paravertebral muscles. The MRI of the left shoulder showed a low-grade injury of superior-inferior AC ligaments and mild substance coracoclavicular ligaments, grade 1 AC joint injury. Also has a supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon injury. And there is an insertional tendinosis of the superior subscapularis tendons. There is a tendinosis of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. And insertional tendinosis of the subscapularis tendon. In the cervical spine patient, has suffered from posterior central disc herniation at C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, bulging disc at C5-6, with the indentation on both C4, right C5, and both C6 nerve roots. There is also associated facet joint inflammation. In the thoracic spine patient, is found to have T3 and T4 paracentral disc herniation with facetoligamentous hypertrophy. In the lumbar spine, the patient has a disc herniation at L3-4, bulging disc at L4-5, and disc herniation at L5-S1. Along with this, there is a facetoligamentous hypertrophy, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. Various nerve roots are compromised. The patient is now undergoing epidural injections. He came today, but it could not be done because he was in a rush. He was called for a job duty. So this is a follow-up visit. Again, the patient reports that he can work. He is working light duty job, and he can work full time. He sleeps for 5 hours. He cannot walk more than a block. Sitting and standing is affected 20 minutes. Pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Neck pain and the upper back pain is 7. Lower back pain is 10. The patients do not inform about any shooting pain or radiation of the pain to the lower extremities or to the upper extremities. He has some pain in the left knee. Overall, the pains are between 8 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. 60% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for this patient. System review. Additional issues. Substance abuse. In compliance plan. The physical examination. Blood pressure 158/121. Pulse is 88, pulse ox is 98%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from the previous visit. Of 7/12/2025, dictation number 0713-021. The blood pressure is 158/121, pulse 88, pulse ox is 98%. Rest of the exam will remain the same. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue providing the patient with pain relief, Percocet 10/325, one pill a day, 30 tablets after ascertaining his compliance. He'll be seen next week for his procedure. Otherwise, he is stable. Physical therapy is continuing at Trinity Hospital Center.